Neurejena vida je posodo prala.
Zraven nekaj krožnikov razbila.
Za volanom je zaspala.
Saj službo zgubila.
Šefe je nagnal.
Ker nosečniški trebuh je zaznal.
Da je mira polna.
Od domače tepeške je že bolna.
Sama si je trapa kriva.
Če tudi posilevalcu zanimiva.
Sektor Ž. Oddaja o nesposobnih ženskah. To soboto opoldne.
Obešalnike v omaro. Obešalniki so eni izmed tistih hišnih pripomočkov oziroma predmetov, ki jih najdemo v vsakem gospodinstvu in se v njihovi uporabi načeloma ne sprašujemo. Pletilke so že manj pogoste, a nam lahko zaradi svoje dolžine in ostrine priskočijo na pomoč tudi pri drugih gospodinskih opravilih. Če ste obenem na Poljskem živeča ženska z nizkim dohodkom, pa lahko eno ali drugo uporabite tudi kot pripomoček za izvedbo splava. In glede na trenutne razmere in napovedujoče se trende, obstaja upravičen strah, da se bodo takšni primeri še naprej ponavljali. Poljsko je nedavno namreč pretresel predlog konzervativne inicijative Ordo Juris v prevodu vladavine prava oziroma njihove skupine Stop splavu, ki zahteva popolno prepoved splava. Če inicijativi uspe zbrati 100 tisoč glasov, bo predlog šel v presojo v parlament, kar pa glede na vlado desničarske konzervativne in skrajno klerikalne stranke PiS, zakon in pravičnost, pomeni, da se zakon v parlamentu lahko z lahkoto potrdi. Pri tem je glede na uvodni odstavek jasno, da razmere že zdaj niso rožnate. Poljska je namreč država z enim najbolj restriktivnih zakonov v Evropski uniji, ki ženskam omejujejo pravico do splava. Huje se godi le še ženskam na Malti, kjer je splav popolnoma prepovedan, in na Irskem ter v Severni Irski, kjer je splav dovoljen izključno v primeru, da ogroža življenje matere. Na Poljskem je dovoljen v treh primerih. Prvič, ko je ogroženo življenje in psihično ter fizično zdravje matere. Drugič, ko je iz prednatalnih raziskav razvidno, da je plod poškodovan oziroma nepravilno razvit. In tretjič, ko je nosečnost posledica kriminalnega dejanja, kakršna sta posilstvo in incest. A tudi ko gre za te tri primere, je dostop do legalnega splava pogosto otežen, kar ženske sili v različne druge, pogosto tudi ekstremne načine iskanja možnosti opravljanja splava. Nov predlagan zakon bi ukinil tudi zdaj uveljavljene trip situacije, v katerih je splav možen. Saj inicijativa dojema spočetje kot začetek življenja, ki ima svoje pravice. Ukinili pa bi tudi možnost kontracepcije, seksualne vzgoje ter prednatalnih raziskav. Splav bi lahko tako postal kaznivo dejanje, bodi si za žensko do 8 let zaporne kazni ali za zdravnika, ki bi splav ali prednatalne raziskave izvedel, do 3 let zaporne kazni. Prokreacija bi tako postala obveza in instrumentalizacija ženske bi bila popolna. Aprila so novice o predlagani spremembi pravice do splava pospremili številni ogorčeni protesti, ki so jasno zahtevali ne le umaknitev spremembe, temveč tudi liberalizacijo trenutnega od leta 1993 veljavnega zakona. Ta je po osamosvojitvi Poljske leta 1989 vstopil v veljavo kot nekakšen kompromis med večjim delom javnosti, ki je zahteval referendum, in cerkveno hierarhijo, ki ima na Poljskem zelo pomembno politično vlogo. Zakon je že takrat sprožil burne odzive, saj je bil splav v času Ljudske republike Poljske dostopen in zagotovljen vsem ženskam. Če tudi ob tem treba priznati, da je zaradi takratne socialno-ekonomske situacije večkrat služil tudi kot izhod v sili v izogi prevščini in pomankanju. Tako je že na začetku poljske neodvisnosti od Sovjetske zveze postalo jasno, da bo demokratizacija Poljske doletela le en spol. Več o zgodovinskem ozadju ter današnji situaciji so nam povedale sogovornice. Vanda Novicka, političarka, aktivistka in feministka, sicer tudi bivša predsednica Federacije za ženske in planiranje družine. Slavomira Valčevska, filozofinja in feministka, vodja ženske fundacije EFKA z dolgo tradicijo, ter Agnieszka Stupkijevič-Turek, sociologinja in aktivistka v aprilu ustanovljene inicijative Dževuhi Dževuhom, v prevodu Dekline Deklinam. Najprej si poglejmo, kaj se je zakonom o splavu dogajalo v tranzicijskem obdobju 90-ih, govori Vanda Novicka.
Poland was one of the most countries in Central and Eastern Europe who had legal abortion as a result of changes in the 60s of 20th century. Abortion law has been introduced, liberal abortion law was introduced in the late 50s. And it was the fact and was practiced and it was accepted in the society without any problems. However, when the transformation has happened and the Roman Catholic Church has become one of the most powerful informal actors in political scene, the issue of abortion was brought immediately to the agenda. And after a strong fight of 3 years, because it started, the church started to push for restrictions to abortion in 1990. So it was at the moment when Poland has transformed into democratic society and left Soviet bloc. Then immediately abortion started to be discussed. After 3 years of struggle, the restrictive anti-abortion law has been introduced and passed by parliament in 1993. But even at that moment, although it has been adopted by the parliament, the society, although Catholic, was very negative to this change. At that time, 70% of the society was against restrictions to the abortion. However, it was passed, and since 1993, it passed 23 years, and how Polish women are controlled by this restrictive legislation. Women's movement, of which I have been a part as a former president of the Polish Federation for Women and Family Planning, we've been struggling against this restrictive legislation for so long. According to this legislation, abortion can be practiced only for genetic grounds, criminal grounds like rape or incest, and for genetic, to save women's life or health. But abortion on so-called social grounds, when a woman doesn't feel able to continue pregnancy for different reasons, that got restricted. And as I mentioned, we've been struggling against this one of the most restrictive European legislations in Europe for almost 20 years, but without success. But in the 90s, in the 20th century, it was still a chance to liberalize the law, and it was liberalized for 1 year. It was in 1996 the liberal law allowing abortion for so-called social reasons has been adopted. Uh-huh. However, the decision of the Constitutional Tribunal at that time found abortion on social grounds unconstitutional, as a result of which this restrictive legislation remained as it was passed in 1993. But in the 21st century, extremely conservative groups supported by the Roman Catholic Church started to push for further restrictions to abortion. So in the 21st century, we experienced a number of attempts to go even further in repressive legislation. So far, it was unsuccessful.
O spremembi zakona leta 1993, ki velja še danes, spregovori tudi Slavomira Valčevska, vodja ženske fondacije EFKA.
So very new situation for us, and so deeply surprising and making furious that we protested, of course. I am co-founder of EFKA, and EFKA was and I was participating and co-initiating of protest actions in Krakow then. So the first trials to change the liberal abortion law came just in the year of the first free elections in Poland. In June we had to have free elections, so we were very happy that democratization in our country is coming, and just in the same time it was clear that democratization is coming, but not for everybody. Women and men were all together in this big oppositional movement, Solidarność, same number of women and men. And then when the victory came, it was clear we are already not equal. Men in Poland are equaler. Women started to be treated with this abortion law, with this new restrictive abortion law, as a secondary, as a citizens of a second class. So me and my friends were then students, and we were furious. We wrote first a protest letter and started to collect signatures under this supporting letter for Polish parliament and for government, for institutions, central institutions, mostly for, it was a letter addressed to the Polish parliament not to change the liberal abortion law in 1989 it was. And we collected some thousands of signatures. It means mostly students, mostly of the Jagiellonian University, connected with students' opposition, with not necessarily Solidarność, but others' oppositional movements. And it was the first protest and the first trial to change the abortion law.
Vse do današnjega dne je torej v veljavi zakon iz leta 1993. Pogosteje kot možnosti liberalizacije pa so se v vseh preteklih letih pojavljale predvsem pobude po še strožji zakonodaji. Tako je na Poljskem vsako leto le nekje med 900 in 1000 legalnih splavov. Ocenjuje pa se, da je ob enem v državi letno tudi nekje 150 tisoč ilegalnih prekinitev nosečnosti. Ženske se poslužujejo ilegalnega podzemlja na Poljskem, kjer je splav izvajan v slabih pogojih. Bodi si splav izvedejo same, zaradi česar pogosto prihaja do resnih medicinskih zapletov. Pogosti so napol upravljeni posegi, predrte maternice in nepopravljive poškodbe reproduktivnih organov. Ali pa poiščejo ginekologa v nekakšnem privatnem črnem sektorju, ki je splav pripravljen izvesti neuradno, kar preko časopisnih oglasov, ki svoje storitve ponujajo pod evfemističnimi gesli tipa ginekologija od A do Z, zagotavljanje vseh posegov, ali pa kar reklamno zvenečega ni menstruacije, pomagamo. Pripovedi žensk o izkušnjah takšnega splava, v katerih lahko prebiramo v različnih člankih, mejijo skoraj na mafijske zgodbe. Avti, ki te poberejo na določenem kraju, znamenja, ki se jih moraš posluževati za prepoznavnost, izmišljena imena in podobno. Obstaja pa tudi možnost tako imenovanega splav turizma. Ženske odhajajo v klinike v Nemčijo, na Slovaško, Češko ali v Avstrijo, kjer jim splav izvedejo za nekje med 300 in 500 evrov. Tovrstni turizem je tako popularen, da imajo klinike v tujini za lažje poslovanje zaposlene celo poljsko govoreče svetovalke in svojo dejavnost za Poljakinje odprto oglašujejo na spletnih straneh. Pogosti so tudi splavi v Veliki Britaniji, kjer le tega krije država tistim, ki tam pridobijo začasno delovno dovoljenje. Splav je tako v tujini dostopen tistim, ki si to lahko privoščijo, pa tudi oralna kontracepcija je na Poljskem plačljiva, zato je vse odvisno od socialnega in ekonomskega položaja žensk. A splav včasih ni možen niti v treh primerih, ki so uzakonjeni. Saj imajo zdravniki na Poljskem možnost uveljavljanja tako imenovanega ugovora vesti, ki jim ga v tem primeru narekuje vera. Tako se je že večkrat zgodilo, da so bile ženske prisiljene v rojevanje otrok, ki so zaradi poškodb kmalo po porodu umrli, ali pa so z rojstvom ogrozile lastno zdravje. Dva takšna primera sta bila v zadnjih dveh letih obravnavana tudi na Evropskem sodišču za človekove pravice. Leta 2007 je neka ženska, denimo zaradi rojstva, skoraj da oslepela. Leta 2012 pa je bila 14-letna žrtev posilstva prisiljena v rojstvo otroka. Tako je izvedba izjemno restriktivnega zakona celo slabša od zakona samega in lahko govorimo o tako imenovanem chilling efektu. Več o zdravniškem uveljavljanju ugovora vesti nam pove Agnieszka Stupkiewicz-Turek, aktivistka pri inicijativi Dževuhi Dževuhom.
Unfortunately, we have a law that says that doctors, they have right to use the conscience clause. This is like a law that if their beliefs are against some active actions that they have to do at work, so for example providing abortion or prescribing contraception or for example prescribing a prenatal diagnosis, so they can say that they just acquired to this conscious clause and they will not provide it. This is the law. But the law says that the hospital has to provide abortion because they get money for it from the public health insurance. So even though they get money for it, they do not provide it because they hide they hide and they say that they have to have some more procedures, they have to have another doctor's opinion. So they wait and they. If you want to have abortion, you have very less time to do this. And they try to do like the time for you to get the illegal abortion will pass. And then you will not be able to get it. So they hide behind those procedures and they totally ban the abortion, even though they get the finance for it. They get money from our taxes. When you are when you work in Poland, you pay for a national health insurance system. And then you should get the basic health insurance. And the basic health insurance includes the access to abortion. But the hospitals, they are afraid to do abortions because there are a lot of fanatics connected with Catholic Church groups in Poland, which do demonstrations and manifestations in front of the hospitals, in front of the public health places, and they totally people are afraid to do to provide abortion because it's all, like all the time they are standing in front of the hospitals with those pictures of fetus. And they say it is a child and you kill the child. So they use the language that it's really very hateful and very connected with tortures, with murders. They say you're like Hitler. And they use the language that people are afraid of. And they basically are afraid of providing abortion because of it. It's like a social ostracism connected with this. And those groups are really strong because they mostly foundations, but of course it's connected with the Catholic Church and Catholic Church go hand to hand with them. They totally are aware of that people are afraid to do abortion and they want to stigmatize the women who did abortion. And hospitals are afraid to provide the legal procedures they should do.
S spregovori tudi o novi pobudi proti metodi in vitro, ki se pojavlja v parlamentu in je v popolnem neskladju s siceršnjim spodbujanjem rojstev prek restriktivnega zakona o splavu ter o še eni pobudi, ki želi zakonom uveljaviti, da bi ženske lahko jutranjo tabletko v lekarnah dobile le na recept.
For example, in the United Kingdom, they provided this law that if the doctors choose the gynecology specialization, they cannot use the conscious clause. So if they want to choose the gynecology specialization, they cannot hide behind the conscious clause. If they want to hide behind the conscious clause, they are not allowed to choose the gynecology specialization. And it should be the same in Poland, because it's unbelievable that if you are a doctor, you don't do your responsibilities. Mm. So the problem is that on one side, they make you to born children, but and on the other side, if you want to have children, they don't let you to have them, because they now the previous government, the health minister Radziwiłł, he said that at the end of June this year, the in vitro program, which was implemented in 2013 by the previous government, this program will be cancelled. So it will be not continued. So he just cut the funding, even though there were around 3,600 children born thanks to this program from in vitro. So for the people who want to have children, they just don't let them to have children. And now there are more than 17,000 couple in the middle of this in vitro treatment. And now the program will be ended at the end of June. Another problem with Poland is it's a huge problem to get the contraception. And for example, we had a few months ago, we had a huge debate about the morning after pill. This is the pill which you take after having sexual intercourse. And when there is some kind of problems with the condom, it's broke, or at least it's some kind of problem with the condom, and you think you could get pregnant, you can take this morning after pill like to the 72nd hour, and it should prevent you from being pregnant. And the European Commission, they said that it should be without prescription. So you can go to the pharmacy and you should get it without any problem from the pharmacy, without prescription, like a morning after pill, so contraception after having sexual intercourse with some problems. And in Poland, the government want to implement a law that this contraception will be under prescription. And it's really hard to get this prescription, because the doctors, they all the time say that they are behind the conscious clause I told you about before. So because of their personal belief, they will not prescribe you the morning after pill.
Kot že rečeno, je v aprilu strani ekstremne konzervativne skupine Stop splavu prišla tudi pobuda za zbiranje 100 tisočih podpisov, da se splav ukine prav v vseh primerih. Če se podpisi zberejo, o čemer ni dvoma, bo predlog presojen v parlamentu. Poglejmo, kako se je na pobudo, ki jo neuradno vladajoča stranka PiS povsem podpira, odzvala opozicija.
The reaction is not what we thought it's going to be. The opposition is it's of course against the ban of abortion. They say that the compromise, which we not say a compromise about a law what is right now in Poland, so that abortion is legal in those three cases, because it should be legal whenever a woman wants to decide to have abortion. So they totally they are against this, but the opposition doesn't do much about it. And last month on the in the European Union Parliament, there it's supposed to be a discussion held on the topics of banning abortion in Poland, but the parties who are in the European Parliament, opposition to the government in Poland, they voted against this discussion. So it says about the opposition that they don't want to have discussion about abortion at all on the field of European Union Parliament. So it's really not helping, and it's more about social movement like Dziewuchom. This I told you about this group on Facebook. It's more about this movement who is more and more strong and more supporting legal abortion and supporting liberalization of that law which is right now, and those groups are more visible on the field of the streets and on in medias than the opposition, which is really not a good sign.
So they are against the new proposal, but that's the only thing they did when it came to this discussion, if I understand. I mean, they gave this,
yes.
They were against it, but that was everything they did in this topic.
Yes, but mm-hmm. in the European Union Parliament, it should be a discussion, because there was a proposal that on the plenary of the European Union Parliament, there will be discussion about the law changing in terms of abortion in Poland, but they voted against this. So the opposition voted against this on the field of European Union Parliament. So they basically didn't want this discussion, and they didn't do anything to do this, because it's really a very important discussion.
Vanda Novicka meni, da bo pobuda, ki bo prišla v parlament, zagotovo sprejeta, saj je trenutno v parlamentu razmerje sedežev med vladajočo stranko PiS ter opozicijo 235 proti 157, pa tudi največja opozicijska stranka, PO, državljanska platforma, je deloma konzervativna.
First of all, no matter what other parties are feeling, the ruling party has majority which allows them to pass the law. But speaking of the position of other parties, it is mixed. I mean, small party Nowoczesna, modern, the name, is against. Civic Platform, the major opposition party, former ruling party, says that they are against, but they always have very... quite significant part of conservatives which vote according to their conscience, as they say.
Pobudo za popolno prepoved splava je močno podprla tudi Poljska katoliška cerkev. Poljska škofovska konferenca je namreč na začetku aprila, nekaj dni po pojavitvi pobude, izdala posebno oznanilo, ki se je 3. aprila prebiralo pri nedeljskih mašah po celotni Poljski. Kasneje je cerkveni vrh podal še izjavo, da prepoved sicer podpira, a ne želi, da bi se ženske kazensko preganjalo. Več o vplivu cerkve na zakon o splavu ter na same vernike nam pove Novicka.
The role of the Roman Catholic Church in Poland is very strong. The church is very powerful and exercises its power primarily on politicians, pushing them to introduce legislation on policies they find in accordance with the church teaching, and also criticizing any attempts to introduce more liberal legislation, especially in the sphere of reproductive health, sexual health rights. These are the issues the church is particularly interested and focused on. So they always oppose any attempt to introduce sexuality education, or they oppose in vitro fertilization. We had for a long couple of years lasting debate on the IVF, as a result of which the law has been passed. However, the church all the time is trying to reverse it. So that politicians in Poland are afraid of the church because primarily of their political position. The society, on the other hand, it is a Catholic, but it's not as conservative, at least in the life practice, mm-hmm. as you would think, because the society vastly supports abortion on medical grounds, genetical grounds, criminal grounds. As to social grounds, they are not that, majority does not support, but in the same time, majority is against further restrictions to legislation. Just the society doesn't want all the time making changes in this sphere, what the politicians, pressured by the church, are doing. So this strive to restrict the law does not come from the bottom, from the grassroots. It comes from the top, from the church, and of course a lot of fundamentalist groups. There are a number of fundamentalist groups. We have a very strong Catholic media, which are extremely powerful in pushing for their repressive anti-woman agenda. So I would say we are going to be in near future in very strong ideological war. Mm-hmm. So but I'm afraid that this attempt, as you probably must have heard about further restrictions to abortion, yes. might be successful.
My veg, like an operatic ballad. Yo veg, like grandpa's cabbage. And my veg, effortless. Yo veg, post ads on Craigslist. My veg, score aloe vera. Yo veg, look like Tony Danza. My veg, like tasting heaven. Yo veg, manages a 7-Eleven. Yo, my veg, make your girl panties cream. Yo veg, spreads hepatitis C. And my veg, a chrome Range Rover. Yo veg, hatchback, 81 Toyota. Yo, my veg, Harvard Law School, yo veg, Apex Technical, my veg, speak 5 different languages, I told yo veg, bitch, make me a sandwich. Yo, my veg, feel like winning the lottery, yo shit, got turned down from eHarmony, my veg, one best veg, yo veg, one best supporting veg. Yeah. It's time that we let the world know. Bitch, your vag look like Janet Reno. Aquafina's a genius. And her vagina is 50 times better than a penis. It's time that we let the world know. Bitch, your vag look like Janet Reno. Aquafina's a genius. And her vagina is 50 times better than a penis. My vag got built-in utilities. Yo, fat ass is on disability. My vag, a Beyonce weave. Yo, vag, a polyester Kmart hairpiece. My vag bounce like J-Lo's booty. Yo veg like James Lipton's booty. And my veg, it's ornamental. Your veg is a 5-hour PBS special. Yo, my veg, feed the homeless. Yo veg, date the homeless. My veg, make the dean's list. Yo veg, couldn't pass the HIV test. It's time that we let the world know. Bitch, your veg is only so-so. Aquafina's a genius. And her vagina is 50 times better than a penis. It's time that we let the world know. Bitch, your veg is only so-so. Aquafina's a genius. And her vagina is 50 times better than a penis. Yo, my veg is Godfather 1. And yo veg is Godfather 3. And my veg got a big-ass gun. Your veg is like pineapple cottage cheese. Yo, my veg got 12-inch gold wheels. And yo veg got bird poop on a windshield. My veg beats yo veg by a million. Yo veg is frightening like Serena Williams.
yeah. It's time, yeah, that we let the world know. Bitch, your vag looks like Janet Reno. Aquafina's a genius, and a vagina is 50 times better than a penis. It's time, yeah, that we let the world know. Bitch, your vag looks like Janet Reno. Aquafina's a genius, and a vagina is 50 times better than a penis.
Better than a penis. That's what I said, though. Better than a penis. Better than a penis. Better than a penis. Better than a penis. Okay, I'm done.
Pozdravljeni nazaj v oddaji Sektor Ž. Tokrat govorimo o pobudi za popolno prepoved splava na Poljskem. Nova pobuda je v aprilu sprožila močan odziv javnosti. Na Facebooku se je tako zagnala družbena inicijativa Djevuhi Djevuhom, torej Dekline Deklinen, katere Facebook skupina ima že okoli 100 tisoč članic. Prav ta inicijativa je na začetku aprila organizirala tudi vse poljske proteste, na katerih je po različnih mestih protestiralo več tisoč ljudi. Po izjavi premijerke Beate Szydło, da predlog podpira, je skupina izvedla tudi nekaj protestnih akcij. Ena izmed njih je bila pošiljanje simbolnih domačih inštrumentov za splav, obešalnikov na urad premijerke. V uradnem odgovoru na novinarsko vprašanje so ravno prejšnji teden sporočili, da so jih prejeli 1313. Obenem so uporabnice Facebooka premijerko ter predsednika na spletu zasule z nazornimi poročili in zanimivostmi o svojem menstrualnem ciklu ter stanju maternih. In s tem humorno sporočale, da želi imeti vlada nadzor nad njihovimi telesi. O še eni izmed akcij, pošiljanju tamponov v parlament, spregovori tudi Sławomira Walczewska.
They sent to our government, for example, the used tampons with description, it is only for our for Poland, those precious red and white colors, the colors of the Polish flag. It is the color of our used tampons. We are sending it to you. Please behave it. It is so precious. We are big patriots. We support our Polish country by sending you the used tampons. So our government and also public media were sometimes in shock by actions of this movement.
Poleg tovrstnih intervencij se je v aprilu ustanovila tudi inicijativa Rešimo ženske, ki zbira podpise za referendum za bolj liberalen zakon o splavu, pri katerem bi se ženska lahko povsem sama odločala, ali ji želi roditi ali ne. Več o peticiji pove Stupkijevič Turek.
I'm really happy that this group on Facebook, this Djevuha Djevuhom started to work, and women started to talk about their getting the abortion, about their history, their problems with this, and they started to talk between themselves on Facebook by social media, and they gave themselves like support through this group, and they talk about their initiatives, the local initiatives. They say where to go to get the contraception, where to go to morning to get the morning after pill. So this is some kind of network happening on Facebook through the group Djevuhy Djevuhom, and I think this is a really huge help for women in Poland in terms of their human rights. Before, when it all started, so on April, they cooperated with organizing this huge manifestation in Poland, women rights manifestation against this abortion law ban. And there will mostly be a wall for women to put their information about how to get this the help, where to go to get the help, and there on this Facebook group, Dzieguchy Dzieguchom, there were a lot of ideas for a local initiative, like for petitions, for local manifestations, for letter signings, for example, this manifestation with coat hangers, to send the coat hangers to the Prime Minister, Beata Szydło. They are now supporting this initiative, Ratujmy Kobiety, the one which wants to have a liberalization of the abortion law in Poland, and they will participate in gathering the signatures under this liberalization law. We don't have a lot of time to get those signatures, but there are groups around Poland, and there are local Dziewuchy structures, like small groups also on Facebook. So you have Dziewuchy Dziewuchom Warsaw, Dziewuchy Dziewuchom Kraków, and in big cities or in small cities, in all over Poland, there are some groups, and now they will just gather the signatures under this law for the liberalization of the abortion. And this project of a new law, liberalizing abortion law in Poland, is also about access to sexual education. It's also about access to contraception. It's also access to the prenatal diagnosis. It's also access to counseling about in vitro. So it's like everything under one law. And now we just have to gather 100,000 signatures under it till the end.
Tudi Vanda Novicka je ena izmed pobudnic novega referenduma, a poudarja, da je navkljub temu, da liberalizacija skoraj da nima možnosti za sprejetje, ta izjemno pomembna, saj v javnem diskurzu vzpostavlja nasprotje pobudi za popolno prepoved.
That's what I wanted to mention, because I'm part of this initiative. But first I have to clarify one thing. Abortion is regulated not under constitution, but under the special law. So at this moment we are not talking about the changing constitution, but about changing the law, just to clarify. And another initiative, another strategy that has been undertaken by liberal circles, movements, women's movements, left parties, is like opposing civic initiative to liberalize current law, which is, as I said, is very restrictive, and we think this one is already very very bad for women lives and health and their autonomy. Of course, we are aware of the fact that this law is not going to be passed. And this is not the role of this initiative to change the law. There is no party in parliament which would have power to vote in favor, and secondly, to pass such a legislation. But what is important, since this most repressive legislation is coming as a civic initiative, like, you know, suggesting that this is what the society wants, it is very important that at the moment when this part of the society law is discussed, another civic society also has a voice. So the main purpose is to show that society is not as they say it is, that the society wants this repressive legislation, but to show that that there is strong part of the society which thinks it is a very very bad idea. So that's first reason. Second reason is, of course, such that if this law is passed, is in parliament, and of course it is going to be discussed in parliament, and it is going to be passed in whatever form. The form in which it is going to be passed will be more moderate. I can hardly say about this proposal as moderate in whatever form, but still, pressure from the other side might force those anti-choice parties to not to go so far in those changes. So what eventually will be the result of civic initiative will be not so harmful for women's life, health and rights. So that's the main purpose of this initiative, realistically speaking.
Zanimalo nas je tudi, kakšno je mnenje javnosti, ki ni opredeljena za eno izmed skrajnih dveh strani diskurza, torej sredina, ki ni za popolno prepoved splava, a tudi ne za liberalizacijo sedanjega zakona. O javnem mnenju je spregovorila Stupkijevič Turek.
Yes, there was a research made by CEBOS in Poland. It was on April, at the beginning of April, and it says that 80% of the research people are for abortion when the mother's life is threatened. So there was another research also provided that more than 70% of public opinion are for a liberalization of abortion. And also the women asked by CEBOS, who wants to get abortion, how many percentage of them want to have abortion for demand. It's more like it's more than 55% of women. So I think it's getting to more and more it's getting to the liberalization of the existing law. So even in those three cases, the public opinion wants to have more liberal law. So abortion as a choice whenever you need. Even on the health situation or the social situation, so if you choose, you should have abortion provided, because if you don't want to have children, you will not have them, and you will do anything to prevent yourself from having children.
Za konec smo sogovornice povprašali tudi o splošnem stanju feminističnih gibanj na Poljskem. Prisluhnimo Novicki.
Feminist movement in Poland is being stigmatized by the right wing. Although I must say there have been that the feminist movement has also have successes primarily in changing people's thinking. I mean, certain ideas about gender equality in not only in abortion, but let's say in women's participation in the society is much different than it was like 25 years ago. I mean, at that time, for example, struggling for women's political participation and quota in parliament was seen as a highly, you know, like former, like communist idea. That was always criticized. Oh, there were quotas under communism. You want the same system? So on, very much used by against women. Now nobody's questioning this anymore. The fact that women are in politics, they have aspirations, is very well accepted. Then the roles in the society, in the family, partnerships, partnership relations among young generations. Again, this is some social factor which partly is due to women's movement. And violence against women, that was, you know, the taboo in the 90s, highly spoken about, and women were completely without any help. Now there have been a lot of changes. It's still far from good, but much better than it was. So I would just conclude to say, although feminists and feminist or women's movement or liberal movement doesn't have very concrete successes, with exceptions of the law against violence, like quota law, which for in the parliament, like in IVF, for which also we've been struggling strongly. So it's not maybe much, but it has been achieved. But on the other hand, in people's mentality, you see a lot of changes among young generations. You know, gender studies in universities, they are very popular. I mean, young students, and not only women and men. In our women's movement, you have a lot of men engaged, and this is actually, we are very well connected to all other movements, like, you know, LGBT movement, green movement, and all the others. So we, you know, this community is quite big. So I mean, that it is promising that in the future these changes will happen. Not yet, but they will. So I want to look optimistic in our future, although now it doesn't look very optimistic, I must say.
Valčevska pove nekaj o svoji organizaciji EFKA in drugih trenutnih inicijativah na Polskem.
We belong to the very few feminist organizations who managed to establish kind of a place for meetings, we invite and open for hosting informal groups, initiatives, and we also publish, we have the only feminist magazine in Poland, which is published two times a year for the last 15 years. It is important that the next generation is doing something for themselves, for us all, and not waiting for older sisters to fight for their own rights. We are developing also with another feminist and pro-choice and equal rights initiatives in Krakow, an initiative of celebrating 100 years of citizenship of women in Poland, which is coming now. So we are preparing now in a bigger coalition and actions and a broad concept of celebrating of women's rights. We want to stress that women are not citizens of a second class. We are not only reproductors.
Medtem ko se čaka na konec junija, ko bo v primeru dovoljšnega števila zbranih podpisov v parlamentu potekala seja o morebitni popolni prepovedi splava, potekajo še številne druge akcije. Čeprav se zdi, da bi bila prepoved glede na strukturo parlamenta in vlade lahko sprejeta, pa je treba vzeti v zakup, da se potrditev takšnega zakona lahko trenutni polski vladi maščuje z vse splošnim nezadovoljstvom javnosti, in to ne le iz vrst feminističnih gibanj. Glede na kritike novega vladi povsem podrejenega zakona o javnih medijih, ki prihajajo tako strani javnosti kot iz Evropske unije, lahko le upamo, da si stranka PiS ne bo drznila privoščiti še ene tako konzervativne in avtoritarne poteze. Vseeno pa se je treba zavedati, da večina polske javnosti podpira trenutni zakon, ki je že kot tak eden izmed najbolj represivnih v Evropi. Zatorej je cilj boja trenutno predvsem preprečitev poslabšanja razmer, medtem ko o liberalizaciji verjetno še nekaj časa ne bo možno zares razpravljati.
Anti-democratic streams are now louder than before and it is not clear what is, where in which direction this government wants to navigate. so if the new abortion law will pass, we will have a huge protest for sure. If this government will accept the trials of Christian fundamentalists and those Christian talibs and fascistoid organizations, we will have here just a revolution.
Obešalnik ni medicinski inštrument, opozarjata Petra in Klara.
Neurejena vida je posodo prala.
Zraven nekaj krožnikov razbila.
Za volanom je zaspala.
Saj službo zgubila.
Šef te je nagnal.
Ker nosečniški trebuh je zaznal.
Da je mera polna.
Od domače te peške je že bolna.
Sama si je trapa kriva.
Če tudi posilevalcu zanimiva.
Sektor Ž. Oddaja o nesposobnih ženskah. To soboto opoldne.